So the app that I'm going to demonstrate.
Repeat check.
It's called Repeat Checklist. And if you look it up in the App Store, it's, I think it's free. It might cost a dollar or two. Its only purpose is for you to create lists of things and check them and uncheck them at will. You can uncheck them all at one time, or you can check them all at one time, or you can uncheck them one at a time. So let me just swipe through it here.
Repeat check. Repeat check. For repeat to do, heading.
So the first thing it presents you with is a list of the lists that have been created. So let's see what I've got on here.
Edit button. Birding, 2727.
I got one summer. Called Birding, which I
Action
found
editor.
Out you. There doesn't seem to be a way to rename a list once you create it. But what I meant to do was to create sort of a list of things that I would want to remember to take with me if I was going to go do some recording on a birding expedition. So that's the first one.
Need help, 77.
Need help.
Button. Groceries, 00. To do, 66.
You notice there's a number after
Actions
each
available.
One. The one for groceries said 00 because I have no items in it. The one for need help.
Grocer, need help, 77, button.
Said 77.
Actions available.
And it says that when none of the items have been checked. So they're all in the list now. And if I had gotten some help with a few of those things and wanted to check them off the list, I would just tap on them. So let me just open that list.
Back button, 7 need help, head edit, button, active 7. Heading.
So it's telling me 7 are active, so if I swipe to the first one.
Select ingredients.
I was trying to remember to ask one of my kids to help me find some ingredients that I was looking for at my house. If I wanted to check this off saying it's done, I don't need to worry about it anymore, all I do is double tap on it.
Clean out basement.
And it went right to the next one, which is clean out basement. I could check that one off. That'll probably never get done. If I flick to the right more.
Groceries. Find 1,040. Mail.
Find 1,040 was actually, I was looking for my 1040 form, 2014, so that's what that was. And then after that.
Find 1,000, mail. Notify mortgage company, complete 2.
So I'm now to the list of ones that have been completed, and I checked 2 of them off. So now in the completed list, we've got.
Selected, select ingredients, selected. Clean out basement.
Let's say I've got a grocery list and I've bought everything I need, but I want to reestablish this grocery list later. I can go to the
button.
Clear button.
Clear button. Clear. Alert. Confirm. Are you cancel? Okay. Button. Okay. 7 need help.
Now
clear.
I'm back to
button.
Everything being unchecked, so they're all active now. The other thing, if I want to add an item, it's very easy. I hit the add button.
Add button. Text field.
And I'll just type hello or something.
Cap age. Cafe E P L L L L I O O done. 8 need
That's
help.
That's it. That's all there is to add it. So now I've got 8 items in my need help list. There's no limit to the number of lists you can make, and it's very easy to use. It's very simple. That's all it does is check. You check and uncheck things, and that's the end of my presentation.
Back on.